The goal of Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's bill is to change the way the military investigates sexual assault. The bill removes from commanders the decisions on whether such cases will be investigated and prosecuted. The companion legislation did not make it in the House. Congresswoman Jackie Speier, who visited Lackland at the height of the sexual assault investigation, said of 60-plus victims here in San Antonio, the number reporting to their commanders was zero.
The only way this was ever seen the light of day was when two MTIs had had enough and took it to the chain of command, and the chain of command said, you know, he's such a good guy, that couldn't possibly be true, and was about to dismiss it. It wasn't until a third MTI went out of the chain of command to the chaplain and reported it that they thought, well, maybe we should look into this.
26,000 service members are attacked every year in an environment which is roughly five times the rate of civilian offenses.
Chuck Parrish of Protect Our Defenders, a nonprofit organization formed to advocate for military sexual assault victims who feared reprisal for reporting sex crimes, believes Congress must intervene and mandate a professional, unbiased justice system in the military.
And in an environment where the military should be more disciplined, not less disciplined, and this just cannot be allowed to continue in this. The military has been given this lip service for over 25 years, and they're not going to solve the problem on their own. The Congress has to act.
Speier says she supports Gillibrand's legislation, but believes revisions to the NDAA need to go farther.
Well, the one thing we did insert into the National Defense Authorization Act is a provision whereby there would be an automatic dishonorable discharge for any MTI who has sex with a trainee.
Gillibrand said earlier this week she was confident of getting the required 60 votes on the Senate floor. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid threw his support behind the bill Tuesday, and a Washington Post ABC poll showed 60% of the American public favors giving military prosecutors, rather than commanders, the power to decide which sexual assault cases to try. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.